This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The powerful secretary of Russia's Security Council said Tuesday that Western and Ukrainian government policy was leading towards the breakup of Ukraine. The comments from Nikolai Patrushev amounted to a warning that Russia's war in Ukraine could lead to a carve-up of the country, for which Moscow would seek to pin the blame on its opponents. Also Tuesday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow was ready to cooperate with the United Nations to help civilians in Ukraine, where Russia has been conducting a military operation for more than 2 months. During a press conference with visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Lavrov said Russia wants to cooperate to alleviate the plight of the civilian population. And Kyiv wants the UN to seek an evacuation from Mariupol, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visiting Moscow today, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the focus should... be on one issue.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do.
But at the United Nations, Russian Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said evacuation from Mariupol is already possible.
Everyone who wants to get evacuated, for example, from Mariupol, has the opportunity to do so because we open humanitarian corridors.
Though Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas in eastern Ukraine, Russia launched a string of attacks Monday against rail and fuel installations in central and western Ukraine. The bombardment appeared designed to disrupt the shipment of supplies to Ukrainian forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
At a meeting with Ukraine's allies at Ramstein Air Base, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they will try to fulfill Kyiv's defense requirements, saying, quote, "We know the burden that you will all carry," end quote. This is VOA News. According to state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatened the U.S. and its allies with nuclear development during a speech at a military parade. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Dressed in a white military ceremonial coat and surrounded by powerful missiles, Kim delivered the remarks at a parade marking 90 years of the North Korean army. According to state media, Kim says he will continue to pressure the United States and its allies and threatens to use nuclear weapons if provoked. This comes as South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol gets ready to take office next month. Yoon has strongly criticized President Moon's response to North Korean threats and vows to strengthen their defenses and relations with the West. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Britain on Tuesday said Twitter must be responsible following its purchase by Elon Musk, amid concerns it could overly relax content moderation policies under the controversial billionaire entrepreneur. The world's richest man struck a deal Monday to buy Twitter for $44 billion and has vowed to take a robust free speech stance on the social media platform. That has stoked fears it will become a host for hate and propaganda and leave the onus on users to combat bullying and misinformation. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesperson told reporters, quote, "All social media platforms must be responsible, and that includes protecting their users from harm on their site," end quote. Beijing has been enforcing mass testing and closing down access to neighborhoods as China's capital seeks to contain a new COVID-19 outbreak. The announcement of the mass testing in the city of 21 million people had sparked panic buying Monday, but the situation appeared calmer Tuesday, with public transport and roads largely normal. Fears of total lockdown have been fed by the situation in the southern business hub of Shanghai, where 25 million residents have only gradually been allowed to leave their homes after 3 weeks of confinement. The UN Human Rights Office has sent an advance team to the Chinese city of Guangzhou, where they are quarantining ahead of a visit to the Xinjiang region, a spokesperson said Tuesday. The team of five, which arrived on Monday, precedes an expected visit by the UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, initially scheduled for May. Bachelet's highly anticipated visit to China will be the first visit by a UN High Commissioner for Human Rights since 2005. And recapping our top story, the powerful Secretary of Russia's Security Council said Tuesday that Western and Ukrainian government policy was leading towards the breakup of Ukraine. The comments from Nikolai Patrushev amount to a warning. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.